Hello, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. Today is Wednesday, September 30th, 2009. And according to the Mystic Oracle of the Cards, it is a Seven of Hearts day. Along with that Seven of Hearts is the Five of Spades, which brings a lot of change, often sudden change. And I'll tell you, as soon as the clock rolled over on this day, a lot of people's lives were changed today. There were two major earthquakes, and I don't know if there have ever been two earthquakes the size of these earthquakes within minutes of each other in totally different places. But there were today, and there were some smaller ones elsewhere. But in Tonga, there was an earthquake that actually caused a tsunami there and wiped out a whole beach town, and a lot of people were injured. Some people died. And it was, the earthquake happened at right at midnight. And I'll tell you something, the cards today, they're powerful. And, you know, when I do the card of the day on my website, if you haven't experienced my website, please go to starofthemagi.com. Each and every day is governed by a specific card from the deck. And in this ancient science, you know, it's revealed that the card deck was originally a calendar and it was used for timekeeping. And when I look at the cards for the day, I don't just look at the card that's governing the day. I look at the life path and destiny of that card as well. And the Seven of Hearts ruling the day, right, today, September 30th. The Seven of Hearts is a spiritual card. All sevens are spiritual. And this one in particular is a card that represents people and love, compassion, forgiveness, acceptance, all those things. Refinement of the heart. It's really about refining the heart. And bringing together, you know, the heart of compassion and the heart of humanity as one. However, the Saturn card for the Seven of Hearts is the Death card. And Saturn is a teacher, you know. And so it doesn't surprise me that the events that occurred today happened when they did. Now, there's also a planetary ruling card that governs how that Seven of Hearts moves. So if today were your birthday, you'd be a Seven of Hearts. That would be your birth card. And your planetary ruling card, which is how you move with that energy, is how that Seven of Hearts moves, is the Five of Spades. The Five of Spades brings change to people quickly, abruptly, you know, out of nowhere, boom, things can change. So you combine the Five of Spades, which is ruling the movement of the day, with the Nine of Spades, which is the card of death. And, you know, it's interesting to look at. I mean, I see all these things, and I really see that everything that happens is already defined by time. It's all about how we interact and relate and communicate in the moment with ourselves and, you know, what's happening in our lives and around us. But this isn't the easiest life path in the deck. There's a lot of sacrifice. There's a lot of loss in this life path. There's a lot of change. The change comes unexpectedly. Things can be very unpredictable. So, and also the soul card of the Seven of Hearts is the Ace of Spades, which is transformation through death and rebirth. Now, this can be on the spiritual level. It can be metaphoric. It can be physical. It can be part of reality. And the final outcome card for the Seven of Hearts is actually the Jack of Spades, which is the card of the spiritual initiate. On the spiritual level of things, the outcome card in this life path is the Ten of Hearts, which is the heart that represents the people and the transformation of humanity. And a lot of people's realities were transformed today. There was also a powerful earthquake in Indonesia. And that earthquake triggered landslides that trapped thousands of people under collapsed buildings. And two of those buildings were hospitals. So, you know, there's so much that's unknown because these people are just dealing with what's happened to them. And, you know, the other night I watched a TV show called Flash Forward. It's a new drama on ABC. And I'd actually missed the show because I've been really busy working on some projects and I haven't been watching TV, but I watched Dancing with the Stars. And they advertised and I went, oh, I should go watch that show. It looks interesting. And it was interesting. But it made me think because in that show, everybody goes unconscious for 2 minutes and 17 seconds. And, you know, cars run into each other. It's a nightmare. And it happens to the entire globe. Airplanes fall out of the sky. All sorts of things happen or collide or whatever. And as the show progresses, what you find out and what people discover is that they weren't really unconscious. They were fast-forwarded or flashed forward into the future, to April 30th, 2010, which I thought was really fascinating. And so they start confirming things with the people they were with in the future, finding out that everybody was having the same experience in their own time zone. It was all happening at the same time, you know. And I was talking to my son about this last night, and I said, you know, people are really focusing big time on the world ending. Is this causing all the catastrophe, or are people just tuning in to what's actually happening? And he looked at me and he said, it doesn't really matter because everybody's locked and loaded and everybody's got the same thing in their mind and people are buying into it more and more every day. And you know, I started thinking about that because a collective consciousness is a very powerful force. And there are so many discrepancies in our collective consciousness. There ought to be a king. I really think there should be a king of the world. And I don't think there is a king of the world. I don't think we found that king. If there is a king, and perhaps there is, it would be nice if the whole world would recognize that because nobody seems to agree on anything. And, you know, when I was looking at the cards for the United States last October, I actually wrote a piece on my blog at that time about how the financial system was going to fall on its face really hard between November 11th and November 23rd, which was something I saw in the 3-month cycle for the United States. And sure enough, on the 11th, I think the stock market dropped like 777 points or something. And to me, you know, the death card was in the house of finances. Like today, the death card showing up in Saturn for many, many people. Life was altered. And when I looked at that, I thought, you know, what's really supposed to happen here is the financial, the whole thing is needs to collapse. It just needs to go flat on its face and be rebuilt and with integrity and in a different way. And then, you know, prior to that, in the 2000 election, what I saw was that the most auspicious move that could have been made would have been for the parties to join forces. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think that's my pipe dream or something. I mean, probably the best thing would be for all the parties to disappear and the government to take care of, you know, the highways and the parks and get out of people's lives. Might be good. I think there's maybe one person who could probably do a good job of putting things back together, but he didn't get elected, and I didn't even hear about him until just before, you know, things started happening, and that was Ron Paul. That guy's really smart. And it's interesting to watch how, you know, how we shift our consciousness and what we use to avoid the areas of life that really need our attention and need our attention as a collective so that we affect what's really going on. And people ask me all the time, what about 2012? Well, 2012 is actually a 5, which is the number of a lot of change. And to me, I feel like the opportunity that we have right now is to awaken to the fact that humanity is a family, and in Hawaii, we would call that an ohana, and that, you know, we have the opportunity to really come together and shift our awareness. And I don't, you know, when I hear myself say that right now, I wonder why I'm even saying it, because without disaster, I don't know if it's possible. I really don't know if it's possible. We seem to do really well. I remember in 74, I think it was, when we had the Northridge earthquake, and I was in LA at the time, and it was so amazing. It was a very intense earthquake. And, you know, all of Ventura Boulevard, which is 15 miles long, I think, in the San Fernando Valley, you know, windows were blown out of stores and all the traffic lights were out. There was no electricity. People were scared to death. The violence stopped. There was no looting. It was like people were stopping at intersections. People were being courteous in their cars, which is pretty unusual in LA. And there was a stillness in the city that was amazing because there wasn't any electricity. And everybody was, you know, people were hanging out with neighbors they lived near for years and never talked to, didn't even know. They were sharing meals with them. People were barbecuing outside in the street or the yard, sleeping outside together because people were so afraid to be in their houses. I mean, people got thrown out of their beds, thrown out of their houses. It was, you know, it was pretty frightening for a lot of people. And for those few days, it felt like a perfect world in LA. It really felt like a perfect world. It was quiet. People were kind. People weren't killing each other. They weren't stealing from one another. Even the gangsters were scared to death. You know, so it was this amazing stillness and unity that emerged from that eruption of energy that just shook the earth so hard. And sometimes I wonder, you know, because we're having a lot of natural disasters right now. The water is a little out of control. And there are earthquakes. Those earthquakes today, they were so significant in my mind. And I'm sure in a lot of other people's. You know, a lot of times, I do a lot of coaching with people, and a lot of times, you know, people get stuck on some particular issue that's causing them to feel insecure or uncertain. And I remind them of where we are. And the fact that we don't have any certainty or security, and that the most advantageous thing we can do is really become friends with uncertainty, is to embrace that uncertainty. And you know, the cards, this is what I love, one of the many, many, many things that I love about the mystic science of the cards, is from the Ace of Hearts to the King of Spades, which is the deck, and to, of course, the Joker, who I feel like has the whole belly deck in his belly. You know, it's like a journey that reveals how humanity unfolds. From conception to self-mastery. That's what the entire deck reveals to us as we move through it. Conception is that Ace of Hearts. It's a conception of life. It's a conception of humanity. It's a conception of a child in a mother's belly. You know, it's a seed sprouting to become. To become the tree that bears the fruit, that then bears so many seeds to create forests and orchards. And each and every step of the way, and where we exist in the perfect order of the cards, and where we show up in time. If you go onto my website, and you click on the, in the nav bar where it says the cards, you'll see that, and scroll down, and I have the life path chart on there. And, you know, we come from an origin, and we land in a very specific place in time, and the cards reveal that. And I believe that, you know, everything imaginable can be found here and can be revealed to us. And it's all about our relationship with ourselves, which, of course, is our primary relationship. When we understand inside and out, and from where we came and to where we go, from where we are, then it's like this amazing magic carpet, you know, of time that we ride. And sometimes the ride is quite hairy. And sometimes it's just like a dream. No, it's really all like a dream. One of my screen names is Dreaming I Am Awake. I'm quite aware that that's what I'm doing. So many tools and so many gifts we have to understand who we are and where we are. I mean, other than being in time, I don't know about this planet thing. You know what I mean? We're on a ball of molten lava that's, 80% water on the surface. And the water seems to be increasing and rising and melting and, So, I'm not sure where all that's taking place. I have lots of cute little funny things that pop into my head about that. I do know that I am in this matrix of time, and I know that I also can look at it from outside. And that's the thing that the cards enable me to do. I am open to you sending me emails. Oh, I wonder if you can hear me. Somebody sent me an email and said that my voice has disappeared. I wonder what's happening. Okay, you can hear me. That's good. Thank you. If you would like to call in and talk to me, I would love that. The phone number, the toll-free number in the United States and Canada is 888-815-9756. There are other numbers, 530-327-7602. 530-776-5185 and 530-413-4511. Again, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. So if you'd like to call in, I welcome you to do that. And I'm happy to tell you about your cards, your personal significators in the cards, or a relationship connection that you have with someone. If you're new to the show and you've never heard me speak before, I want to invite you to go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and check it out. You can sign up for the card of the day, which I send out on a daily basis. And you can see other things. I have my two books on there, Cards of Destiny and Love and Destiny, and I have other products that I recommend to people on there as well. So I have a caller. I have Priya from Oregon on line one.
Hi, Sharon.
Seth, would you like to put her through? Oh, maybe I should send him a... a little message. Okay. Priya?
Hello?
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 Okay.
Hello?
Oh, wait a minute. Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry. It would help me to have my volume on, wouldn't it? Priya, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Am I saying your name properly?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
Oh, great. Yes. And you're in Oregon.
Yes.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call, Sharon. I have my birthday tomorrow, and maybe you could just run a quickie for me and maybe just shed some insight for me on the coming year.
Oh, my goodness. And what age are you turning on your birthday tomorrow?
36.
36. Well, you're the Eight of Diamonds. You know that?
Yes.
Eight of Diamonds, Three of Hearts. A bright shining star.
I do have your book, and I absolutely love it, yes.
Oh, thank you. Well, my goodness gracious, you have the Two of Diamonds sitting in your house, which is very auspicious,
okay.
Especially if you want to be making things happen. Yes, well, this could be a very good time. Let me see where your little Eight of Diamonds is sitting here. Okay, in the Queen of Hearts house. Are you in a relationship?
No, but want to be.
Yeah, well, that's a good place to sit for one to show up. And any and all dreams as well. You're in the second year. You're going into the second year of a seven-year cycle that started on your 35th birthday. And this cycle is ruled by the planet Uranus. So it's a time of a lot of change. Sometimes things are unpredictable.
Okay.
However, the change is always opening doorways to the future for new things to show up, for new things to begin. And for the seven-year cycle, you're actually sitting in the Ace of Hearts house. So this is a time when you're really creating a new relationship with yourself. And you're becoming more masterful at being in relationship with yourself and the rest of life, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a very powerful time for you, actually. And you've got a lot of mystical cards of self-mastery and self-awareness, a lot of shifting of consciousness, going even deeper and broader into your awareness. You've also got great cards for, are you looking at starting a new business?
Yes, just career is definitely up for big time questioning, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I think you're going to have to do this from deep inside first, but when it emerges outwardly, it's probably going to be pretty profound because you have a lot of supportive energy in that way. Let me look at your yearly cycle here, age 36, and happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, Sharon.
Happy, happy birthday. I think I have a feeling, and this is an intuitive hit before I go here, but that you're going to be letting go of some things that maybe have been tagging along that you don't need anymore. And this is going to be extremely liberating for you. Excuse me?
I said amen because I sense that immensely myself. Yes.
Yes. Huge year of transformation. You know, when I was a little girl, my daddy used to have me stand on his toes, the toes of his shoes, and he would hold my hands and he would dance me around. This is a bit of what would be really useful for you relative to life this year, to really just let life dance you and let life carry you. Because there's a lot of magic to be found here in doing that. Your whole year is in the Jupiter line. So, and, you know, you do have some nice cards for connecting with people, creating new relationships, and creating new networks as well. It seems like, you know, on the work front that there's something new that wants to manifest, possibly in conjunction with somebody else, but maybe not exactly a partnership. Mm-hmm. There are partnerships, or at least one partnership, that you're going to be bringing into balance. This is a year of incredible transformation for you. And if you can really allow yourself to be guided by your intuition, and put yourself on a path of self-discipline so that you are focusing within first, and you're really clear. You need to become like a little Buddha. And I mean that in the way of really being disciplined with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Being clear and disciplined. Letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. You've got the Nine of Spades sitting in your house. This is the card of reinvention and recreation. All year long, you're going to be reinventing yourself and recreating your life. And you can either see that as a burden or an absolute joy.
Yes.
I prefer to see it as a joy because it means that, you know, what I see is like this fountain moving through you, and it's like there's just a pristine energy that's manifesting, and you are going to be expressing what you know and who you are in a new way. And I think that part of the beginning of this year is you discovering what that means for you. And in the process, you're going to be refining the communication that you put out to the rest of the world. Is any of this making sense?
I was just about to say, it all kind of is resonating very deeply and truly, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, you're sitting in Mercury and Jupiter. This is an explosive, fabulous position to be in. It's just, all you have to do is be really clear with what's most important to you and, you know, put your priorities in their right order and then let life carry you. You really need to let life carry you along with being disciplined in your inner journey of just finding that place of stillness where you are completely and totally detached. And you're giving life permission to take you on the ride.
Feels so right, yes.
Yes. So I'm going to take a quick glance at your... I'm going to take a quick glance at your 3-month cycle because I'm curious. And that cycle starts tomorrow. Now, the first 52-day cycle you're in, I highly suggest that you resonate with, you network with people.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
Wow. Whoa, I didn't even look at your planetary ruling card. Look at this. Now, also, you know, there's some connection maybe with foreign people and foreign lands, so be really open to that.
Okay.
I see some powerful people showing up in your life. And you're going to be over, probably picked up and carried by the desire to really manifest something profound for yourself. And these energies will carry you through to do that. I also see cards suggest that if you are moved to write, please do it.
Yes.
Do you write?
Not in a disciplined sense, no, but I feel this calling for a while now, and I feel the talent and ability to do that.
You feel the talent and ability?
Yes.
Yes, you have it. You came with it. You've got it. Take it out of the closet and put
wow.
it on the screen. Yeah.
Because I have nothing to show it, you know what I mean, but it's, yes.
Well, that's because you haven't written it yet.
Yes.
Look, you've got some very powerful cards for being creative with your mind and using the medium of writing to do that. The most important thing is just do it and have fun with it. Let go of expectations. Absolutely do not judge yourself or edit what you're thinking or doing. Just practice letting it come through you, whatever it is, because you've got some really powerful cards here.
This is very good to know. Yes.
Yes, I think so. I'm going to glance at your three-month cycle because I'm curious about that. Strong influence for the Six of Diamonds. So this, you're sitting in the Six of Diamonds house. It's in your house. This card teaches us to be responsible with our values, with our integrity, with our money. And if there's anything we need to do to, you know, bring our money life, our financial life into a higher order of being, then we have to take the responsibility to do that when this card is present. You're sitting in the Eight of Spades house. A lot of energy for being disciplined, letting go of any habits that don't serve you, and really working with yourself in a brand new way. It's real easy for your planetary ruling card to move from one thing to the next rather than follow through. And you follow through is going to be key here. And this would be something to be really disciplined with yourself. You know, instead of, well, maybe this would be okay, but then maybe don't do that ever. Stop it. You know, just really let yourself go. If any self-editing comes in, just, you know, say thank you. You're dismissed.
There's a lot of that, yes.
Or better yet.
Self-effacing.
I know. It comes with your birthday. And so this is, you have to work with this. And that energy just needs to be channeled through creativity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's understanding that Three of Hearts energy, that your planetary ruling card.
Sharon, real quick here, I have a 12-year-old daughter, and she just had a birthday last week. But for a bit now, it's just, I'm having some challenges with her. I mean, she's very disciplined and structured and cool and all, but just energy-wise, challenges. And I'm not sure if you can somehow pick that up in my cards for this year or anything like that. I just thought
she's a challenge for you.
There's just, I mean, there's the
What's her birthday?
Her birthday is 23rd September, and she just turned 12.
Okay, let me tell you about that real quick, and then I have people waiting on the line. Oh, she's a real ace of clubs. So, first of all, she's Mars to you. She's going to challenge you. That's her duty. Okay? Yes. September 23rd, that's Libra, right?
Yes.
So, Ten of Spades. So, she's Mars and Saturn to you, darling. That's like being on the battlefield. Okay, so how you need to do that energy is to find things to do together, to work off, you know, it's her duty to challenge you. And she is a teacher to you.
Yes.
Which you don't like. You're the Eight of Diamonds.
Yep.
So it's a tricky relationship. And it's a Nine of Spades relationship, which is the card of, you know, you have to constantly let go. Do you have my book, Love and Destiny?
I have your first book, Sharon, not the second one.
Okay, let me tell you something. Priya, you need to get my Love and Destiny book and read about your relationship with your daughter. It will help you so much because I give you actual guidance in how to work in the relationship, whatever relationship is.
Okay.
Really, if you go on my website, there's a link there to order it. And you can get that Amazon price.
Okay.
And, yeah, it will help you so much. It's very easy to figure out. I made it so simple. and you look at all four of your cards, because your first card with her is the Nine of Spades. That's one of the hardest relationships. Plus, she's Mars and Saturn to you. So, you know, she's riding you.
Pretty much. So it kind of sums it all up. So such a neat little package, and really it does. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yes, please read my book so you can have a successful experience with her, because she's a pretty powerful little girl, and you're a pretty powerful mom, and, you know, together it's like, whoa.
It's rather meet the ground, yeah. Very hard.
Well, it can be easier. Get my book and read about all four of your connections.
Okay.
And then follow my instructions. I promise you it will make a difference.
Thank you so much, Sharon, for your time. I will let you get on out here. And thanks again. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Sharon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I'm getting emails. Let's see. I have an email from Rachel. Oh, nope, that's not for the radio show. Sorry, I thought it was. So we have Catherine on line two, calling from Colorado. Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi. Hello. Hi, how are
Welcome
you?
Welcome to the show. I'm good,
Great.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, just fine, thanks.
So what can I do for you?
I want to hear what cards I have or, you know, where I am. I'm not familiar with your system. I'm just, you know, getting familiar and listening to your show and getting a real charge out of it because, you know, I pay attention to tarot and I'm very attentive to the details in astrology. So this seems to make a great deal of sense to me.
Well, and very great. You are 58, right?
No, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So we both agree on that, and I know what I'm looking at. Okay, so your cards, your birthday card is the Three of Clubs, which is a writer's card. This card of mental creativity is a really fun, playful, loving, delightful energy. I love the Three of Clubs so much. It's probably because it's my spirit card. I feel resonance there. You know, you even though you live in the Mars column and the Saturn line and you feel like things need to be very structured for them to actually happen, that little three in that energy can often feel like it's going in many different directions at once. And it's always with a tremendous amount of creativity. You do have the Six of Clubs and the Five of Diamonds sitting in your house this year, age 58. So you're making some adjustments in how you're thinking. You're making adjustments with your plans. You're really looking at how to take your business to the next level, because you're sitting in the Jack of Diamonds house. This would be a really great year for you to be teaching. And this is a great, you're going to be inspired big time. And it's a year that's governed by Mars, age 58. So there's a lot of movement in the realm of career and work, and we feel motivated and, you know, often passionate about our ideas. You're going to bring a lot of your ideas into form, and the card that's revealing that to me is sitting in Mercury and Neptune, which means bringing in information from the other side, communicating about the other side, spirituality, death, anything having to do with that realm. Are you in a relationship?
No, but I'm interested now.
Okay, well, there could, you know, I see the potential for that coming. Let me look at your Three of Spades, 1, 2, 3. And it would probably be someone from the past or someone you've known. There's definitely, you know, destiny is kind of like playing with you this year a little more, you know, like looking over your shoulder if you're sitting at the table playing cards. and going, put that one down. and take a new card. It's just about really tuning into your dreaming and your intuition. You have a lot of influences. Your values are changing. I get the feeling that you're going to be opening up to a whole new way of doing things.
Okay.
Whereas maybe if you've been pragmatic about how you do things before, you're going to be, it's just a little different, like more from a place of curiosity than control.
Okay, great.
You get what I'm saying here?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Right.
So I'm going to take a quick look at your 3-month cycle, and then and then I have another caller. I want to get her before
great.
I have to get off the phone.
Great.
52. 52. Let's look at page 52 for the 3 of clubs. Oh, you've got the King of Hearts in your house. Yum, yum, yum. So again, and a change, 5 of clubs. Is this is Catherine who's moving to North Carolina?
Right.
What?
Yes.
Okay. So Catherine, you've got the 5 of clubs sitting in your house, and I know when you called last week, I made a comment about the King of Diamonds sitting in your house or something, and how I was going to visit you because I'm here and that's my card. Well, you've got the 5 of clubs sitting in your 3 of clubs house for the 3-month cycle that you're in right now, and the 5 of clubs is actually the card that governs North Carolina. So this is a time when you're really going to be exploring and thinking and resonating and connecting with that energy. And you are in a 3-month Jupiter cycle, so lots of expansion, lots of change in plans and thinking and how you're going about things. You're going to be drawing people to you very profoundly and looking at structuring how you can teach what you know. So I hope that was helpful.
That was very wonderful. I appreciate
good.
It so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, you're doing
and
a wonderful job. I love listening to you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to...
All righty, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, darling. Okay, so I'm ready to speak to Audrey because I just have 5 more minutes and to be on the air. Audrey, are you there?
Oh, yes. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Audrey.
How are you? I'm calling from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah,
I just
thank
ordered
you.
Your book.
Oh, great.
It should be here on Friday.
Excuse me?
I said I just ordered your book. They should be here on Friday.
Oh,
Friday
great.
Time.
Thank you.
I'm a 5 of spades. I don't know, the travel agent or whatever. The adventurer.
Oh, did you send me an email the other day?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
you said I answered
don't
my own question,
that.
And I think
don't.
I did. I'm in a relationship with an 8 of clubs.
Right. So
which you said was a K and H relationship, which I just
a King of Hearts relationship.
Amazon.
That's a King of Hearts relationship. And
Hearts.
First of all, you know, when's your birthday?
March 5th.
Okay, so you're the Pisces. So you're the 5 of Pisces, 5 of spades. Your planetary ruling card is the 6 of hearts. And the 8 of clubs, what sign is the 8 of clubs?
His birthday is June 22nd.
What?
His birthday is June 22nd.
So is that Gemini or Cancer?
I believe it's Cancer, but I think it's like right on the cusp.
Right, it is on the cusp. That's what I'm asking. Because I usually look at those cusp birthdays more carefully. Is he pretty selfish?
Sometimes. But very genuine.
But this is somebody who's got a really strong will. This is a my way or the highway guy.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
mind that.
Okay. And you have a King of Hearts relationship, which can be really juicy. Very juicy.
Yeah, the connection is. Yeah.
Right. Well, what's the problem?
I haven't met him yet, you know. It's just been webcam.
Oh, you don't even know this guy. Okay.
Huh?
So, you know, nothing's real, and as my friend Gwen says, until you shake somebody's hand.
I know, right?
Right, because the chemistry. But the King of Hearts, you know, let me see what your second relationship is. That could be a little tough, but
I
if he's
don't
that,
have any
but if
I don't know what I'm
is,
doing.
What?
I said, I just don't have any direction. I don't know what I'm doing, so that's why I called. I said, oh, you're on today. I'm going to call.
Okay, so when are you meeting this person? What is your
maybe
age,
when I
by just, the way?
I have some health issues, so maybe when I get those under control. Maybe, you know.
Okay, I feel like you're putting too much energy into this. What year were you? What's your age?
I'm 40.
Oh,
I don't
right.
look 40. But
you said that in your email. And you said it
45.
Like you were 80, which was shocking to me. Okay. You're the highest. It's the heart.
He never goes away. I mean, he's always here.
What?
I said he never goes away. He's always here for me. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean because you told me you haven't met him yet, so I don't grasp
well,
that.
Well, he's always on text messaging. He's always a phone call away. He's always email, you know, he's always there if I need him.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're, you know, why haven't you met him?
Just not ready.
You're not ready.
No.
Okay, well, your cards tell me that you need to bring all of your relationships. And the first one being your relationship, the first one being your relationship with yourself. You need to bring them into their right order and their highest order. You're in a year where you're making a lot of adjustments, adjustments in your health, adjustments in your mind, how you think, the conception, you know, your conceptual framework, your self-image, your financial relationship with yourself. Everything is up for adjustment, balance, bringing things into right order. That's where you should be focusing right now.
Yeah, that's why I haven't met him. I'm like, that's where I am, focusing on all that.
Okay, but don't create too much of a relationship without meeting the person, because then what's going to happen? My darling, Audrey, I have to get off the air. It's 7:55. My time is up.
Okay, well,
thank you very much.
For
calling, okay, and good luck
to
you.
It's always a pleasure listening to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good luck, and let me know what happens. Okay, everybody, I want to thank you all for listening. Feel free to email me. My phone number is 213-281-8063. That's on my website. I do personal sessions, and I do coaching for people, which is pretty profound. I have a 21-day coaching program. Line you with your personal self-mastery and put you in a whole new relationship with yourself. So, also visit my blog, Beyond the Body, at, blogspot.com. Beyond the links on my website. Have a fabulous week. Love to you all. Bye.